We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the La Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Inside Bulldog Football with Skip Holtz, brought to you by Doghouse Sports Grill, official watch party host of La Tech Athletics, Louisiana Propane Dealers, fuel for our future, Origin Bank, the official bank of Louisiana Tech Athletics, and by Northern Louisiana Medical Center, the official imaging partner of La Tech Athletics. Now, live from the Doghouse Sports Grill, this is Inside Bulldog Football with Skip Holtz. Here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to, some of us are old enough to remember when this used to be a football show. And we are the land of misfit toys now. We've juggled together something tonight that I think you're going to like. Brooke Storr, coach of the Lady Texans, is going to be with us in the B block. And then Dunkin' Dogs head coach Eric Conkle joins us at 6:30. And then 6:45, if you haven't met him, you'll get to meet our new AD doctor, Eric Wood. Right now we have Skip Holtz, who learned this morning that we don't have a game this week.
I was thinking we could talk about the UAB game again.
Right.
We've only talked about that for about, about 4 weeks now, but it was that good that we need to keep talking about it for sure.
We've talked about how this is harder to do when you lose than when you win, but it's really difficult when you haven't played a game in 3 weeks. Texas.
Let me say this, too, and I feel bad for the players of both teams, the administration, the universities, but most importantly, the fan base. I mean, the fan base of both programs that were so looking forward to this game. There's been so much talked about and written about this game, and I've done a lot of research since this would have been my first opportunity to be involved with it. And with the first game being in 1953 and through that 47-year period up to 2000, we played 43 times in 47 years. Great rivalry game up and down I-20, the Ed Jackson Bowl, some of the history that went along with this game. And so not playing it in 20 years, I was really looking forward to having the opportunity to come together and kind of renew this rivalry game. And I was really looking forward to being part of it. And I know both fan bases were really looking forward to this game as well. And that's one of the things that makes college athletics so great. I mean, it brings communities together. It brings fan bases together. And so not having the opportunity to play was really disappointing to me. I'm certainly not here to evaluate anybody's program because some of us have more than we can say grace over in our own. Yep. So, but I was really looking forward to having the opportunity to play this game, and unfortunately we won't be able to make that happen this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of work went into it, so thank you administratively on both sides. I know at Tech a lot went into it, and Thrill for the Bulldogs for battling and plodding through this pandemic. They have played 7 games, 4-3 overall, 3-2 in the conference, but no games since the one you talked about on Halloween, North Texas. They pulled a COVID muscle a couple of weeks ago. Tech did last week, and now ULM did today. I tell you what my main concern is, that some of the Tech players aren't going to play enough to letter. Like, for example, the starters. You got to start worrying about that at some point. It's the worst part of this for you as a coach, and you got into it because you want to help student-athletes.
Yes.
Their faces, and when you say, guys, we can't play.
When I say we're going to have a team meeting, everybody's eyes roll like, what's next? Are we not playing? What's happened? What's going on? I mean, it's hard because, yeah, you're disappointed for them, but I think the NCAA also saw with some of the rules and regulations put in place, we're not trying to curve the testing procedures. We're not trying to curve what contact tracing is. We're not fighting anything. We're just trying to play the game within the rules. And I think the NCAA said, you know, this is going to be really hard, and there's going to be a lot of games that are going to be canceled, and there's going to be unknowns as we get into this season. There's going to be a lot of adversity. There's going to be highs and lows. And so what we're going to do is we're not going to count this season for anybody. This isn't going to count for anybody. There's no season of eligibility. Everybody gets their season back. You can start all over again. This is a bonus round. So yep. Any game we get, and we talked about it on here. I said anybody that goes to a college football game needs to stand up and cheer for both teams for what they've had to go through to try and get on the field and play. And I think you're finding just how difficult it's been for everybody, because right now one of the things that's starting to hurt everybody is just the number of contact tracing that's starting to happen. You're on a college campus, a volleyball player, a girlfriend, a student, somebody, a roommate gets tested positive, and you're out for 14 days, and you don't have any say in it. It's like, well, no, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm healthy. Well, you start to get a couple positions get hit hard, and it's no longer safe to go out and play, because if you have an injury, you can't walk across the field and shake the opponent's hand and say, hey, we appreciate y'all coming over here for the scrimmage today, but we're done. Well, we don't have any more guys to put out there.
It's halftime, right?
No, it's halftime. You can't do that. And so it's made it really hard, but it is the most challenging part and the hardest part is to try and make this a positive experience for the players. And it's hard because this is 3 weeks in a row of disappointment for our players that you've had to stand in front of them and say, we've worked so hard for this. Probably the only advantage to this one is normally you've practiced on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You've put all the work in. The momentum for the excitement for a game on Saturday is built up. And on Thursday night or Friday, it's taken away. At least this one's on Monday through contact tracing with what ULM was going through. And like I said, I certainly understand it. I hate it for them. I hate it for all the players involved with it. But most importantly, I hate it for the fan bases.
Yeah, bummer. Again, congratulations to the Bulldogs. Give them our thanks. They keep practicing, keep showing up, and hope to play FIU in Miami Saturday, yes. November the 28th.
We're playing. We have an attitude, a mindset right now that nobody can put you in a bad mood without your permission. So even though this is nobody can put us in a bad mood without our permission, and we refuse to get negative on this, we refuse to get down on this, we refuse to let adversity get the best of us. We have 2 games left on our schedule, and we're certainly looking forward to going down to Florida and playing FIU and then coming back and playing on the road against North Texas to finish it up. And who knows right now, I know Dr. Wood, Eric, Mr. Wood, our boss, the man, a lot of things that we're going to find out what he's most comfortable being called. But, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes right now. Can we find another game? Can we find another game for that week of November 12th or December 12th after we play North Texas? With us being this early in the week, if another game gets canceled, could we fill in that conference game to go along with this? So there's still a lot of things in play, and even though it's canceled, we certainly haven't thrown our arms up and said, well, that's it, we're not playing. Let's find a way to make it work, and if we can get on the field, let's find a way to make that happen.
Before I ask a couple of questions from fans, a couple of weeks ago and then this last week when you and I talked weekly, you seemed for the first time ever in my experience a little preoccupied and a little not angry, but just like you had the red licked off your candy. Did you think you kind of bottomed out at some point and had to regroup and say what you just told me, that we're going to change this and we always got to keep chin up? And
you know what? Nobody can put you in a bad mood without your permission. That's kind of our mindset right now. And it's hard. It was hard because last week, I mean, your players have worked so hard and you've got to make a very difficult decision. And you're looking at it. And as I told the players, there's four things that go into a decision on whether or not you're going to play a game. It has to start with player safety. It has to start with player safety and making sure that you can keep your players safe when you go out there on the field. You have to sit down and look at your product, the product that you're putting out on the field. You don't want to go out there and say, okay, I know you've been a tackle, but I'm going to move you to center, and you snap the ball over the quarterback's head five times, and you look like the Bad News Bears out there trying to play a football game. You got to look at the product. You got to look at the implications to the conference race. And so those are things that are they're all going into play as you're sitting down and looking at it, but it doesn't make the decision any easier to say this is player safety is first and foremost, and I just don't feel like we could go play a game. And that's hard. It took a toll on me. Yes, it did.
Yeah, and sometimes you're not just switching position. You're putting a guy on the offensive line, on defensive line, or vice versa. Really asking to do a lot.
I talked to somebody today that said they went through practice and their punter was their backup quarterback. Yep. I mean, as going today, this is college football. I mean, this is not, you know, the little giants of everybody coming together and playing in the circle at the end of the street. You know, this is college football. And so you look at it, and it's crazy what's going on, but everybody's having the same challenges right now. And I think when you look at many of the young people that have been in contact with COVID, very few of them have symptoms, and very few of them have been interrupted at all with it. Now, there's some people that obviously with a weakened immune system that are more susceptible to it, that are at higher risk, and we want to do everything we can to protect the people in our society, the people in our social circles. But when you look at these players, as I told you before, it's like, okay, I could break my leg, I could break my arm, I could dislocate my knuckle, or I could get COVID. And they're all like, all right, I signed up for COVID. You know, I mean, I want that one out of the four less evils. I think they're just getting more and more comfortable with it, and it's making it harder and harder because we just keep talking about practicing social distancing, wearing your mask, being smart with what you're doing.
Come on down to the doghouse. You can listen to Brooke Store, Lady Texas coach, is going to be on at 6:15. Eric Conkle, coach of the Duncan Dogs, at 6:30. The new athletic director, Mr. Eric Wood, the big boss, the top dog, he'll be here at 6:45 to talk about some of his plans and why he came here to introduce you to his beautiful young family and tell you about his relationship with Champ and with Champ 22, some of the best recruiters we have. Okay, Miami.
I am looking forward to hearing both of our basketball coaches and Dr. Wood get up and speak tonight. I really am.
They got games coming up.
Yes, they do.
Unlike some people who are sitting at this table.
You know what?
They actually have games scheduled that they have to play.
You make it like I'm a bad guy. I didn't control all
this.
No,
you
didn't. I didn't make this.
I know that you would give anything you could to play, and I would too. It hurts
it's me. It's not done yet.
That's right.
We may still play this weekend. You got to keep your fingers crossed. Something's going to happen.
Pull for Dr. Wood.
Stars are going to come aligned, and we're going to have the opportunity to play.
Minnesota's going to be playing at the Chicago Bears this evening. If you want to come down to the doghouse, get some food and beverage specials, take advantage of those. Quint from Jonesboro asked me to ask you, does our team have a chapel service or something since they're in the building on Sunday mornings, it seems? Here you go.
Yes, we do. Well, Quint, thank you.
We're not praying enough, or something's going wrong at the chapel service, so we need to kick that up.
No, John McCoy has kind of taken on the role as our team chaplain and has really done a great job. And he is motivational. He played the game. He's here at the bridge. He's here at the bridge and works with the youth ministry over there and has really gotten involved with a lot of our players, not just as football players, but in their personal life as well, and really built a great relationship with them. And he's been involved with our team. And on Friday night, we have a service with our football team, and he does a really nice job. And I think our players have appreciated him and they've liked him. And everywhere we've been every other year, what we've done is done a roller where we have a guest guy come in and talk. And we've had some really good ones, and we've had some that weren't so inspirational or motivational. I'll just put it that way. We had somebody on the road one time. I'll just tell this quick story, but we were on the road one time, and we had somebody come to our chapel, and he told us at the end that he was the team we were about to play. He was also their team chaplain, and he would be cheering for the other team and hope we lost that next day. So that one didn't go over very well, and we thought maybe we better get our own team chaplain that's going to stand on our sideline and have the opportunity to be with us. So, but we do, Quint, and I think John McCoy has done a great job with our football team.
Well, if you get one guy, too, he can start developing relationships with your players.
And that's what he's done, about. Is done a great job of building relationships with our players and trying to help make a difference. We always talk about trying to build these young men academically, trying to build them athletically, trying to build them socially, but we also have the obligation to give them guidance spiritually as well. And so I think that's been a big part of what we're trying to do, and John's been a big part of that. We're certainly appreciative of him and the job that he's done and the role that he's played in our young men's life. And with all the adversity and some guys may get down, he's a guy that they can call on. He's got a really strong Bible study that's meeting once a week that those guys are involved with. So, like I said, it's been a really positive experience. Great question, Quint.
You bet. And with the situation that we're maneuvering through right now, it always helps to know you got one more guy you can call. He also goes on the road with the Bulldogs. Big Joe says, what have we done since Thursday at 4:30 when the Rice game was postponed?
Well, Thursday we went out and we actually practiced on Thursday. We were supposed to do a walkthrough, but we went out in shorts and we went out and practiced and ran around on Thursday. Had a really spirited practice for about an hour. I mean, believe it or not, I think they were just excited to, as down as they were excited to get around each other and go out on the field and do what they love. Then on Friday, we lifted weights on Friday, so they had about an hour and a half commitment on Friday. Saturday, they had the day off. Sunday, we came back and had our meeting yesterday. Last night, went out on the field and practiced for about an hour on Sunday in shorts, and then got the word today. And so trying to look at what the rest of the week is going to look like. And, you know, there's not a manual to say, okay, what do you do when a game gets canceled on Monday? You know, what's that plan look like? And so as head coaches, you start calling each other and talking to them and said, well, this is what I did with my team, and this is what I did with mine, and we shut ours down. And so it's a lot of different ways to do it. But we've had two shorts practices since Thursday and Sunday. Today was their day off. This is the last week of classes, being in the quarter system. Classes end on Thursday, will be the last class day. So not sure yet whether we'll play or not, but I will probably end up giving them a couple days off, maybe opening the weight room, giving them the opportunity to come in and burn off some academic frustration in the weight room and try and lift the side of the building to see if they can come in and do that, and we can get this academic quarter wrapped up and put a big pretty bow on it with everybody doing what they got to do academically. So we'll probably do that a little bit this week with the last day of class being on Thursday.
Well, keep your fingers crossed, and anything else you've got, keep it crossed that the Bulldogs can play this weekend. We know they will not be playing in Shreveport in Independence Stadium, but they could be playing in the Joe or at another venue. 2 week semi-layoff. Do you have any idea how that affects your team? You've never had three open dates in a row during the season.
I've never had more than one. I've never had more than one in a 12-week season. One of the players said to me the other day, he said, wow, Coach, you know, I'm really beat up. And I'm thinking, you've played five games in 12 weeks. I mean, normally we play 12 games in 13 weeks, you know, and going through it. But, I think it's been hard. I really don't know what it's going to look like, but that's why I think it's been so important for us to stay sharp and not just show up for 2 weeks and then say, we don't have a game, we'll see everybody in 2 weeks. We've got to keep them in the weight room. We got to keep them conditioning. We got to keep them in shape, and we got to keep them running around. As we always call it, we got to have the balls in the air. We need our punters to punt, our punt catchers to catch, our receivers, our DBs, breaking on the ball, hearing terminology, being out there on the field, just trying to keep them fresh and sharp. We haven't done a lot in pads. We're not trying to beat each other up. We're trying to get everybody healthy. And our injury report, I now have two pieces of paper I get when I walk in my staff meeting. I get the injury report, and I get the COVID report. And my injury report almost has nobody on it at this point. We're looking at like two guys, which it never late in the season, that's the long one. But the COVID one, we get back a number of guys from the Rice game. We get back, I think it's 12 that came back today that we'll have the opportunity to be in the program, and we get two or three almost every day this week coming back. So I feel like we're going to have an opportunity to be at full strength and right now they're doing a really good job, and we passed the test on Friday with everybody passing, and we'll get the results back tonight from Sunday. But right now it looks really good.
I passed one of the few tests I could pass around here in Ruston. If you would ever get the chance to walk in Skip Holtz's office and you see him looking at these sheets, you immediately know what's going on. He looks like, okay, well, we lost Sergeant York on Hill 43, 3rd Battalion's in trouble. You can tell what kind of mood he's going to be in. What, Susie says, non-football question, where you want Susie from Ruston? People who decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving. We'll get that in and then go to the break.
You know, Susie, Christmas is my time of year. Absolutely love Christmas. I think it's the greatest holiday. It's family time. My favorite time of year is we sit around, we get up in the morning on Christmas morning. We all have coffee. My wife makes a big breakfast casserole, puts it in the oven, and we sit around and drink coffee and talk from about 7 in the morning till noon. And then we get the casserole out, and then we eat the casserole. Just a great family time. I love that time. I'm a little bit like Chevy Chase. I could get teary-eyed talking about Christmas and the memories that we have as a family. But I've never been a big decorator of Christmas, just because I'm a little busy this time of year.
Correct.
And so, to be honest, I don't have much of a feeling, but I would say I would be an after Thanksgiving, although I could leave Christmas up year-round. It doesn't bother me to look at it.
It's a great time of year. Thanksgiving, don't forget, next Thursday, and the Bulldogs will be getting tested that day, and then, Lord willing, heading to Miami the day after.
Yes.
Okay, one last thing before we go to break, and then we'll get Brooke yes. on, and she's going to be joined by Malcolm Butler, Associate Athletic Director of Media Relations and Sports Athletic Communication. What was I going to ask you? It was something important.
Well, by the time you got done with Malcolm's whole list of
his
duties and his title looks like,
21 years he's been here, and they keep adding a word each year.
I'd forget what I was going to ask, too.
Yeah, bowl games, the answer, like everything else this year, is we don't know. You sure can't imagine it'll be going there for 3 days and hanging out
look. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know how many games you're going to need to play to get into it, but I do not think the bowl games will be as we know it. I think for what the general public are going to see on TV, they will see it as such. They will see a game played, but you won't have the highlights of the week, of all the functions and activities, of being in that city and being able to go do all the things that you were able to do. I think it's going to be pretty much fly-in, road game, stay in a hotel and play the next day is what it'll be. But I still think there's an awful lot of players that are looking forward to having that opportunity.
Yeah,
we
hope they get it. Hope as many as can play in a bowl game. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more Inside Bulldog Football, and we'll talk to Brooke Storr, coach of the Lady Texans. You're listening to the La Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Injured athletes need quality care to get back into the game, and teams in our region understand they can score big points when they choose Willis-Knighton Sports Medicine for their athletes. Only Willis-Knighton offers 4 nationally recognized hospitals, professional orthopedic and sports medicine centers, sophisticated rehabilitation, and the largest group of orthopedic specialists in the region. Whether you're a high school, college, or pro athlete, WK Sports Medicine has you covered.
We're about living in the moment.
You know, that moment when you open a Pepsi and hear the music.
We're the doers, the shakers, the tastemakers.
The ones who dance to their own beat.
The ones who stay cool when things heat up.
Whether the party is big or small.
We're the ones who never want it to end.
The ones who can't stop.
And never will.
The beat starts at Pepsi.com. Pepsi. Live for now.
Hi, I'm Miss Louisiana Megan Cruz on behalf of the Louisiana Propane Dealers. We're all used to bad weather in Louisiana, and we know the benefits of clean, portable propane gas during those emergencies. But if your propane tank is ever damaged in a storm, you should have it inspected by a certified propane dealer. And if you ever smell gas, turn the system off at the tank and call your dealer immediately. Propane is a safe and exceptional energy source, and we want to keep it that way.
We'll be right back. Well, we're back at the Doghouse Sports Grill with Inside Bulldog Football, and I'm joined by Lady Texture head basketball coach Brooke Storr, Malcolm Butler, and first of all, we appreciate Skip Holtz and Teddy letting us hijack this tonight, talk a little bit of basketball.
Yes, thanks, Uncle Skip.
Yep, thank you, guys. At first, I was like, you know, they're really doing us a favor. I thought, you know what, we're doing them a favor. I mean, you know, Teddy's the one's getting paid to sit up here and do this, and he's sitting around eating somewhere, so you owe me, Teddy. Brooke, glad to be up here, talk a little bit about basketball. It seems like forever since I've put the headset on. I was at practice the other day, and you guys were scrimmaging, running up and down the floor, and I was sitting in the stands pretending I had a headset on, making sure I still knew how to do this because it's been since March. But, you know, we'd love to talk about basketball without mentioning COVID, but it's impossible. I guess just talk a little bit about the mindset of where your team is right now. I know you've been really excited about their attitudes and what you've seen on the floor and starting the season next week, but how difficult has it been to work around, you know, all the restrictions and the delays and the protocols and all those things?
Yeah, I thought we were surely going to talk about basketball and not COVID tonight, but thanks, Malcolm. Yeah, I think it's exciting. You know, when it rolls around to November, we all get excited about basketball season. Obviously, it looks a little bit different this season so far, but I can't give our players and our staff enough credit for how they've handled themselves. We just had to adapt, and every day is a new day. And, you know, for us coaches, I want to know in February, on, you know, February 3rd, where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing. And we just have had to adjust from that. That's not our normal right now. We go basically week by week, day by day, and whatever team rolls out there. We talk a lot as coaches about next player up, you know, someone get, and it's always from an injury perspective. And this year it's just been completely different. We've had coaches out, we've had players out, we've had other staff members out, and we've just had to adjust. And I think more now than ever, we've had to impress upon our young women in our program of everyone. We talk about team, and everybody's plays a vital role in the success of the team and how important they are. Well, it's never been more true right now, because we could look up and have seven available to play, and we're going to play with seven. And you've got to be ready to go, and when your number's called, you've got to be ready to compete and give your best for your team.
Let's talk a little bit about the group that you have coming back from last year. Obviously, a heartbreaking way the year ended. You're on the court warming up, we'll have to play Middle Tennessee, and everything is canceled. But you've got a good group coming back, a good nucleus going into this year, led by three seniors.
Really excited, you know, about this group, and especially how we ended last year and just the momentum and the way they were playing and the way they were competing. I thought they did a great job of handling some adversity coming out of the season. You know, we ended the season on a win. It was a high note. Usually only the national champion ends their season on a win. And so I guess we have one other distinction with a program or a team in our history. The last team to win a national championship here is 1988, and we ended our season on a win too. So we may be the only team in the history of the program that's ever ended the season on a win that didn't win a national championship. So just being able to move forward from that, we've had really good leadership from those three seniors. And then also our young players last year, our underclassmen, our freshmen and sophomores, got a lot of minutes. When you look at Bree Harris and Kiana Walker and Annalar Robertson and Lota Sant. So those four played a vital role for our team last year, and they're going to be even more important this season.
I know that you've been really excited talking to you about what you've seen from Kiana Walker here at the beginning of her third year. Played a little bit, you know, as a true freshman. Kiara Anthony was here scoring, you know, 35 points a game, so she didn't get a lot of playing time. Obviously, picked it up, played more last year, had some really good moments, including that fourth quarter of the win over UAB in the Conference USA tournament. What have you seen? Where have you seen her progress?
I think consistency is such a big word for Kiana. When you look at her athleticism, she's hands down maybe the best athlete in the league, and I think you've seen everybody. Now, obviously, we don't know the newcomers, but she's a phenomenal athlete, and I think just the mental part of the game, and when I say that, I mean the consistency, what it takes to show up every day and be consistent in our work habits and be consistent in reading defenses and knowing where to be defensively and just those concepts. She's been night and day from where she was as a freshman. And even we saw some of, you know, glimpse of that at the end of last season, just her focus and her consistency really improve. And it's been that way during this all season time in our preparation for this season. So that's been really, really good to see.
You added four true freshmen to the mix this year. I guess talk a little bit about that group.
They're going to be fun to watch. We're going to count on them. And, again, you know, with 11 on the roster and, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen from day to day with your, you know, the COVID protocols, we're going to count on them a lot. But they're, you know, they're a group that can make an impact. They're smart. They work really hard. They've been able to adapt. You know, the speed of the game and the pace of play is always different. And being able to transition from one end of the floor to the next after a mistake, that's usually the biggest difference for those freshmen and just the physicality of the game. But they've done a really good job. You know, the first time we tipped it up against our practice guys, they weren't afraid. They went right at them. They were aggressive, and, you know, they've really adapted well. So I think that's something we're going to see a lot of. Robin Lee, Tyler Jackson, Irene Morale. You're going to have a great time trying to. We've come up with Moo Moo.
I like the
for
Moo
her.
Moo. Yes,
that's
I'm
definitely
call her
something
Moo
that.
Moo on the radio.
But, you know, I think those and Corey Allensworth, those kids are going to play a big role for us this season.
You know, a little undersized this year, but really when we were playing our best basketball last year, you were starting four guards and then and one in post.
Yeah, I think if you look across the country and even in the world, you're seeing more positionless basketball. You're seeing a four player in a Draymond Green that plays for, you know, Golden State, that they don't have a true big. I think you're seeing true bigs kind of go by the wayside, and it's important for us. We want to score the basketball, and when you can space and spread, it's the, you know, spread offense in football. You're putting your best athletes in space and allowing them to create and make plays, and we're just trying to get our best athletes in space and allow them to be able to do that. The thing about it is you've got to be able to shoot the basketball. So if you can't shoot the three and you can't put it on the floor, then people don't have to guard you outside the three. They're going to stick, you know, five people in the paint and really help off and sag. And you know, gone are the days of, you know, maybe other than Kim last year at Baylor with two bigs that, you know, they're just bigger than everybody. And no matter if you zone them or you play man, it's really hard to score against them or, you know, defend them. We've got to be able, in our league, we've got to be able to play a variety of styles. We go from, you know, teams that run Princeton, teams that run five out. The more versatile that we can be, especially at that four position for us, is, I think, when we've seen our most success.
Yeah, talk a little bit about your schedule this year. Well, let's talk specifically about conference.
Our schedule the way it is now?
Right, the way it is as of today on November the 16th. Once you get into conference play, the league has gone to that Friday, Saturday, back-to-back. And when you're on the road playing Rice, you're going to play Rice back-to-back days. And when Middle Tennessee comes in here in February, you're going to play Middle Tennessee on back-to-back days. I guess from a coaching perspective, the uniqueness of playing a team back-to-back and the uniqueness of going your entire conference schedule, if it happens that way, of playing back-to-back games basically 9 weeks in a row.
It's going to be interesting, and I think that, you know, from a coach's perspective, we're going to, you know, typically you would play, whether you're divisional opponents, and, you know, we really haven't had divisional opponents, but you think about your travel partners and the people that you play normally twice a season. There's always that time later in the season where you go and you make your adjustments. Well, this time we've got to have what we're going to do, and then when they, you know, we may not show something on that first game, depending on if you're at home or on the road. And you hold that adjustment until that second game. We're going to have our players really prepped and ready for that. And then, you know, you may see them a third time in the tournament if we get to that. So I think it's going to be easier from our perspective as a coaching staff, because you're not going to have to prepare your team for two different opponents that week where you're playing Thursday and then you only have a quick one-day turnaround to prepare for Saturday's game, where typically you would take Monday and Tuesday to prepare for both, and then you start focusing in on Thursday's opponent more Tuesday and Wednesday. So that's going to be a little bit, you know, more simple for us, but our players are going to have to, it's going to be more difficult, I think, for our players, because we're going to play the same team on Friday that we turn around and play Saturday. It's like, hey, why don't we just go out to eat, you know,
right,
and hang out together? We'll probably have the same officials.
Yep.
You know, well, that could get real interesting.
That could be. They have a rough night on the first night.
We may
night.
Need to redo them on, yeah, Saturday after Friday's game. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to just have to, you know, really be ready to make those adjustments and have those in early in the week and understand when to go to those, when to hold them. And, you know, maybe I think we're going to see a lot of zone.
Well, your team opens up the season next Wednesday night. It's November the 25th at home against McNeese State, one of 15 home games this year. Both the men and the women's side, if you haven't bought your season tickets, I would encourage you to do that. You can call the Tech Ticket Office at 257-3631, or you can go online at LaTechSports.com/tickets. And, again, it'll be a unique perspective in college basketball this year. I know there's a lot of places across the country have already said they're not letting fans in. We're fortunate enough that we can have, about 1,250 there at the Thomas Assembly Center. And we need those 1,250 to come in here and in there and make it loud.
We do, and I think it's going to be a unique atmosphere just because the band won't be there and, you know, some of our typical game day atmosphere that makes our home court so special. We're going to need all those fans. Though I think that's the one thing that our players and I know us as a staff have missed so much is just that interaction with our fans that typically we would have already had up until this point. And so we're going to do everything we can to put an exciting brand of basketball out there and try to connect. I think, you know, we were designed for community and connection, and I think that's one thing that our players really enjoy with our fans and being, you know, on this campus and in Ruston. And we're going to do everything we can to continue that in the most safe way possible. But obviously wishing everybody safe health and just staying active and positive because it's really easy to get down and be negative and pessimistic when things around you are canceled.
No doubt about it. Well, we're looking forward to basketball starting. Best of luck to you and your team this year. As Louisiana Tech head coach Brooke Storer, when we come back, it'll be Teddy Allen. He'll be joined by Eric Conkle. We'll be back at the Doghouse Sports Grill with Inside Bulldog Football in just a moment.
Bulldog fans, help the red and blue go green by recycling on Bulldog and Lady Texters game days. In partnership with the City of Ruston, Graphics Packaging International, and Pepsi, Louisiana Tech Athletics is working towards a more sustainable game day. Be on the lookout for the City of Ruston blue recycling bins to dispose all paper, plastic, and aluminum products. While you're watching the game, enjoy a refreshing Pepsi, and then dispose of your bottle in conveniently located receptacles throughout the stadium concourse. Ruston residents, for more information and to sign up for curbside recycling, visit RustonRecycles.org today.
The moment they hand you the keys, or when your house becomes a home, when your dreams become a reality, these are moments you cherish. At Century Next Bank, by asking the right questions and working with you, we earn your business. We want to know your family and understand your story. Those aren't just words. It's the way we do business. Building financial success one moment at a time. Century Next Bank. What's next for you? Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Ruston Eye and Vision, Dr. Brad Anders is here to meet all of your eye care needs. We do it all, from glasses and contacts to diabetic eye exams, glaucoma, redness, or dry eyes. At Ruston Eye and Vision, we prescribe Zeiss eyeglass lenses for the clearest optics and the highest quality of vision. Dr. Anders is happy to see patients of all ages, including infants and children. Call Ruston Eye and Vision today at 318-232-6552 to schedule an appointment. Or just stop on by our office in the new expansion of Ruston Commons on Farmerville Highway, north of I-20 in Ruston. Since 1938, Claiborne Electric Cooperative has been answering the call for much-needed service. Claiborne Electric's board of directors, management team, and employees all live right here in North Louisiana. And we know what our members want and need because we are their neighbors. Our number one goal has always been to help provide a better way of life for our members, and our commitment to that goal is stronger than ever. Claiborne Electric Cooperative, we are your friends and neighbors.
Ever put your watch on at 7 in the morning only to notice it reads 2:35? Or that sinking feeling when you click your vehicle remote and the doors don't open? You need to see Paul at National Jewelry. Watch batteries, vehicle remote batteries, install quickly. Paul can also fix that link in your watch band and all other jewelry repair, and they do it in-house. Guys, please don't forget your anniversary this month. National Jewelry has their special surprise. National Jewelry, your diamond and engagement and battery store. Reynolds Drive, Ruston.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See Dennis Cook in Monroe, Jonathan Gregory in Rayville, or Kelly Sampson in Natchitoches.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Doghouse, where we're playing musical chairs tonight. Active crowd here at the Doghouse. Remind you to make this your away game party when the Bulldogs are on the road, which hopefully they will be the day after Thanksgiving. That's Saturday. The Friday they'll travel, and Saturday hopefully they'll be in Miami. And it'll be a 11 o'clock a.m. game, so plan on lunching here at the Doghouse. We're joined now by Eric Conkle, the head coach of the Duncan Dogs. And, Eric, your season last ended. You were the favorite going into the tournament, and then just the rug got jerked out from under you. And I was so sad about how that ended, and you much more so than me and your team. So how have you come to peace with how that ended so you can get on with the new season?
Well, I told you, I'm not going to break down on the air, but it's something that
you have a legal right to.
Right.
You could.
I don't know that it's something that we'll ever fully get over, but it's one of those things that you think about the guys and the memories and – Derek Jean and Daquan Bracey,
wow,
and Mo Muhammad and Oliver Powell. And, of course, all those guys have moved on to great things, but you just ache for those guys. Really not about me. I get a chance to coach a good team this year, an exciting ball club. But for those guys, those seniors that didn't have that opportunity to execute what they were dreaming about, that's what you really hurt for.
Yep. It'll make sense one day, but at the moment, that was tough. That grew had really come a long way, and they were just where y'all want them going into the postseason. But now you get another team and a chance to do it over, and you get to do it with a couple of starters and fan favorites that are back. So let's reintroduce us to those guys.
Well, we've got nine guys back. We have 13 scholarship players. We have two walk-ons. We have 11 full players back in the program. We've added four new players. So we have a lot of experience with our system. But we have a number of guys that are elevating their roles, and they've got to be able to produce more in not just points, rebounds, assists, and steals, but they've got to be able to provide great leadership for us. But you start with our senior class, Amari Archibald. This is his fourth year. Has started as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and certainly will start here as a senior, but he's done a lot of different things for us, and has been a double-figure scorer the last couple of years. We're expecting great things out of him and his leadership, as well as Jacoby Pemberton. Xavier Christian is back and really done a great job of getting himself healthy and in shape. Andrew Gordon in the middle, and then Xavier Armstead on top of, you know, his experience coming back, looking forward to him and his contribution. So we've got five seniors, and, you know, really excited about that group.
You had a scrimmage last week. How did that turn out?
Well, it was good for us to go through a game day experience, from doing a pregame meal to pregame warm-ups, getting excited about playing in front of people, our freshmen having a couple of their family members come in and having the nerves about experiencing and playing on the tack floor in front of people. So, you know, that was big for us. And then, of course, being able to have a couple different lineups play against each other. You know, another senior that we've got, Caleb Ledoux, you know, coming out and led us
so
in scoring.
So,
you know, he was the sixth man of the year in Conference USA and coming back as a senior. So five seniors plus Xavier Christian, like I mentioned earlier, all getting to play as a unit out on the floor last Tuesday.
Well, do a lot of fun to play, a lot of fun to talk to. Bulldogs are going to open up Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, against UTA in the TAC. What about the guys y'all signed? What can you tell us about those guys?
We signed three freshmen and one junior college transfer, added to our front court. Losing Oliver Powell and Mo Muhammad, we replaced them with two freshmen big guys, one in Kenny Hunter from Shreveport from Huntington High School. He's 6'9", 235 pounds. He's really learning the game, getting stronger. He's got a 7'4" wingspan. We love his length, and he's just a very enthusiastic kid, and he loves to learn. We're overloading him a little bit, learning both the five spot and the power forward position. And then we also added to our front court with Kenny Lofton Jr. from Port Arthur, Texas. He's 6'7". He's a wide body kid. He runs about 275 pounds. He's left-handed, and we can throw it to him, and he can score. Mm-hmm. He can pass. He can dribble. Working with him, he just turned 18 years old back in August, so he's still just a young player. We've got to work on his conditioning and get him up to speed at the college game, but excited about that. And then the two guards we signed, Ty Elder out of Allen High School in Texas, high-flying, three-point shooter, And then Jace Bass, junior college transfer. He led the state of California in scoring at the JUCO level, averaged 30 points per game. He can play a little bit of point, but he's really a scorer for us. He's missed some time, was a late, joined us late in his learning, but like his athleticism and his ability to score.
How do you find a JC guy in California when you're in Ruston?
Well, interesting story with him. Talvin Hester on our staff worked in California for a few years, many years ago, and it was an open weekend for us, and there was a junior college tournament, and he just said, "Coach, you know what? I'd like to go out there. I've had some success finding a guy here and there," and saw Jace play, and then we found out that his entire family on his mom's side is in Louisiana. He's got relatives in Monroe. His dad's side of the family is all in Jackson, Mississippi. So this was really a homecoming for him.
What a break. Looking forward to meeting him and the rest of your players. We're visiting with Eric Conkle, the head coach of the Duncan Dogs. A couple things before we let you go. I trust your families, your beautiful families, good, and your staff and their families. Everybody's have y'all had a chance to get together as families through all this thing? Because I know that's a big deal with your staff.
Yeah, we've been very careful, but everybody is doing well. And so much of that, it was with us just being as careful as possible. I think that's the thing that is lost on all this in some ways, that the sacrifice that our players are making from you know, just a social standpoint to our families and everybody, we're all committed very, very much to doing every we can to, one, be safe in our own families, but two, we'd love the opportunity to play, and as long as we can do it safely. And, you know, from our guys, our families, you know, we've not spent a ton of time together like we normally would in cookouts and meals and all different types of get-togethers, because we're just all motivated to, you know, we've said a lot, you know, we want to be as positive as we can, and as we keep taking these tests, to test negative as much as possible.
Yeah, we want to be able to play next Friday night in the TAC against UTA. 257-3631 to get tickets. Remember, about 1,200 people will be allowed in each game. Hope you get to come see the Duncan Dogs. Eric Conkle, thank you for being with us. And make sure and keep your fingers crossed for the Bulldogs to get to play FIU the day after you open up with UTA. We'll be right back with more Inside Bulldog Football. We'll talk to new athletic director Dr. Eric Wood. You're listening to the La Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Graphic Packaging International is one of the world's largest manufacturers of folding cartons and a proud sponsor of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Day and the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs. Graduates of these programs provide us well-prepared employees to help us be our best in the industry. Our relationship with Northeast Louisiana began 95 years ago, and since then our company has grown to over 17,000 employees working in 70 locations across the globe, helping our customers meet changing consumer demands. Be a part of the next 95 years. Visit us at careers.graphicpkg.com.
The Hampton Inn by Hilton of Ruston is a proud hotel partner of Louisiana Tech Athletics and the recipient of the Louisiana Travel and Promotion Association Accommodations of the Year. We are just minutes from Louisiana Tech campus and stadiums and take great pride in providing our guests exceptional service while they're in town visiting our beautiful community. With our spacious guest rooms, free internet, complimentary breakfast, and friendly staff, our guests are sure to experience true Southern hospitality. Come visit the Hampton Inn by Hilton of Ruston. We will ever loyal be.
Hard work, experience, and dedication. Traits needed for success in both sports teams and medical teams. At Louisiana Pain Care, we are dedicated to treating your pain. Doctors Ledbetter, Gordon, Fort, and Ellis work hard to ensure they get you back to your life, whether it's playing a sport, playing with grandchildren, or just waking up without pain. Louisiana Pain Care wants you to live a life without limits. Ask your doctor today if Louisiana Pain Care is right for you, and check us out at lapaincare.com. That's lapaincare.com.
Got an anniversary coming up? How about a special birthday? Getting ready to propose? Or have you gotten yourself in one of those spots that only a diamond could say, "I'm sorry for what happened"? Well, for any special occasion that only diamonds will work for, visit National Jewelry for any budget for any occasion. National Jewelry features the top names in jewelry. Gabriel, Simon G, Coast Diamonds, Natalie K. When you need some sparkle and shine and smile, see National Jewelry, Reynolds Drive, Ruston.
Well, we're back at the Doghouse Sports Grill with Inside Bulldog Football. I'm Malcolm Butler, and I'm joined by Louisiana Tech Vice President and Director of Athletics, Eric Wood. And Eric, welcome to the La Tech Sports Network.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Eric, obviously, introduced what? It's been 3 weeks ago?
Almost 3 weeks, now, yeah.
Now, in a press conference here in Ruston, obviously excited to have you in Ruston. Spent the last 5 years at UCF, spent some time at the University of Arkansas, 22 years in collegiate athletics.
That's right.
I guess just first of all, talk about you had a pretty busy weekend trying to get out of Orlando, move you, your beautiful wife, and your four kids up here. How was the weekend?
Well, you know, I'm catching up on sleep, or trying to. I've been doing two jobs for the last couple of weeks, and so it was great to sort of just say goodbye and close the door, close out properly at UCF, leave them in good shape, and divvied out all those duties in the meantime, and then be fully focused on what we're doing here at Tech.
Well, I know you this morning you went came to work, but you dropped your oldest three off at A.E. Phillips for their first day of school. You told me what your six-year-old asked you after when she got home from the first day of school. I thought it was pretty funny. What was her advice
her
question?
Her question was, Daddy, can we go to a school where it ends after lunchtime? Can we just...
I think she's on to something right there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, we're glad to have you here. You had a pretty hectic first day. Obviously, we're sitting in senior staff this meeting meeting this morning at 9 o'clock. I'll get it out. And all of a sudden, you know, we start having to do a little bit of getting ready as far as the news started to break that
right.
ULM might not be able to play. And so you kind of had to hit the field running today.
You know what? The key to this entire year is to be adaptable, be flexible. As it is, when you work in college sports, you never know what the day is going to look like to begin with anyway. But to come in and now really figure out as the news was breaking, and I've been to my office for all of an hour. I didn't even know where it was prior to today. So to get in there and then have to deal with this, the first thing that comes to mind is that you hate it for your kids. You hate it for the student athletes. You hate it for the coaches that are prepping and trying to have somewhat of a normal season. But the health and safety is the most important thing, and we've been on both sides of it now.
Talk a little bit about the, you know, what's going on behind the scenes right now, trying to possibly schedule a game for this Saturday.
Yeah, so I've been on the phone all day, all afternoon with our commissioner, just trying to figure out if there's a scenario that we could work it out for this Saturday. You know, I know that during my time and as a former student athlete, Tuesdays are a big install day, so it'd be nice to know who you're. You know, what the game plan is and who you're game planning for. I'll remain on the phone throughout the evening and into tomorrow, and we'll figure it out, get with Coach, get with Dr. Geis and everybody else that needs to be in the know, and we'll keep pressing to try to make sure we can get something. And I hated we couldn't do something for the seniors. So we're going to consider a whole number sort of things just so that we can do our best to get this in.
What have you seen over the last 3 weeks since you've been introduced? And I know you've kind of been working two jobs,
yep.
Right? Trying to work remotely from back in Orlando at Louisiana Tech. What are some of the differences as far as protocols and what's allowed and what's not allowed between where you were at UCF and maybe what you've seen here at Louisiana Tech so far?
As it relates to COVID?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we were in a hot spot in Orlando. So everything was, people are on all ends of the spectrum. Folks are doing things that are specific to their conference. So really what I've been doing is trying to familiarize myself with what our protocols have been in the conference to make sure that I stay ahead of that. We were testing three times a week up there. We were testing, you know, doing the Monday, Wednesday PCRs and antigens on Friday and, trying to do that. We were making sure the officials, we couldn't get any officials in for our scrimmages just because of the testing, and they have regular jobs. So to try to get them to come over three times a week to
right.
do that for a scrimmage on Saturday. So, you know, you see a lot of that in the penalties, and you see a lot of that in the turnovers, and a lot of that just an impact that the offseason was impacted.
You even mentioned this morning, I think, the UCF student athletes weren't allowed to go to ball games.
That's correct. Yeah, we were trying to maintain as much of a bubble, and I know people are tired of hearing that
sure.
phrase, but we're trying to maintain as much of a bubble as we could. And that meant we were spending the money, and we were doing all we could, and our sports medicine staffs were stretched thin. We didn't even allow our student athletes to attend football games if they were a non-football student athlete or any other large gatherings. And that stinks, but it was, you know, could we all sacrifice this year to make sure that we get our seasons in? And so that's where we were there. So trying to figure out what that looks like for us here at Tech.
When you were at Arkansas in the last 5 years at UCF, what was, from an outside standpoint, what was your thought process as far as the Louisiana Tech brand and athletics? I mean, what interested you in this job?
Well, I was familiar with, I spent time at Clemson. That was really my, my first big-time job. entering in athletics administration, but we played us in the humanitarian
sure
bowl,
did.
I believe, in 01.
Yes, sir.
So that was my introduction to Louisiana Tech then. And then you can't be in the region in Arkansas and not hear about Tech. And so I was familiar with them. I was familiar with some of our notable alums. So when the opportunity presented itself, I sprinted to this job. Because I was familiar with it from the area. I was familiar with it was just from the brand. When the opportunity presented itself, I was like, how am I going to get in there? Who am I going to align in my corner to be calling on my behalf to make sure I get a shot at this? I just wanted an opportunity to state my case. If it didn't work, I was going to let the chips fall where they may. But as I moved through the process and this looked more like a reality, the family got excited, and we couldn't wait to see if we got it.
You know, you told me an interesting story. Since this is Skip's show, your relationship with Skip started a long time ago. Talk a little bit. I know you were a high school football player.
Yep.
And actually went on a recruiting visit to Connecticut when Skip was the head coach there.
So that was the biggest school that was recruiting me at the time. Skip seems to have selective memory for this one. But it was way back in 93, his first head job. That was the first head job, right, Coach? First head job. I'm a New York City kid, and took a trip to UConn. And I clearly remember sitting down with Skip, and he said, "Son, you've got great grades." I think I was a 3-2 guy. My SAT wasn't very desirable, but I, you know, had a. He said, "You got great grades. Seemed like you come from good stock, but you're probably just going to be a special teams guy for us here." And, you know, I appreciated it, but I went down the road to Sacred Heart University and had an opportunity. I knew I wasn't a next-level guy, but I wanted to make sure I had a great experience. Skip was honest with me, but I just thought it was really funny. I was going to keep it in my back pocket till I got the job to share that story.
That's a great story.
But it was fun, and he was honest with me and my family, and, you know, we took our talents to Sacred Heart University and had a great college experience. So.
Well, I know you've already spent some time, whether it's in person or on Zoom, with I think every athletic program at Louisiana Tech, haven't you?
Just about. I think I got to catch women's soccer, but now that I'm here. But I've had a chance to meet with the SAC group, and then you know, bowling. Everybody, I tried to just get with our coaches. I didn't want to get everybody fired up, you know, our student athletes, our coaches in the community, and then go back to Orlando for 3 weeks and start over. I wanted everybody to know I was all in, even though I wasn't physically here. So I had a chance to catch up with, you know, just about all of our sport programs and the SAC group, and just to remind them that, you know, for our culture, I'm concerned about that. It's my top priority, you know, but I wanted to remind them that my mantra was going to be compete, compete, compete. And I wanted them to compete in everything they do in the classroom, to become the best versions of themselves. And then if we are keeping score in an athletics contest, I want to win. And so I wanted to make sure that that message stayed with them and our coaches and our administrators, that we're going to find a way and have a little chip on our shoulder along the way.
What do you want the Louisiana Tech fan base, the donors and so forth, to know about Eric Wood?
You know what? I want you to know that I'm in it for the right reasons. You know, again, I've mentioned a number of times there are opportunities to pursue working for professional sports organizations, and I'm sure those are fine. But with every recruit, I see the Eric Wood kid that didn't have a great SAT score, but overachieved academically, single parent home, coming out of the Bronx, and all I wanted was an opportunity. And the fact that, you know, there is no other enterprise like collegiate athletics, right? I mean, I hear from our international students all the time, there's no place where you can go and pursue an education and compete in your sport at a high level. There's not an entity or enterprise that exists like that. So I get in this because there's 1,000 Eric Woods that just are looking for an opportunity. And I tell you what, Malcolm, that opportunity had a generational impact on my family, and it's why I'm in this business.
I know you've got a 100-day plan.
I do.
I don't know if day one went it as you exactly planned with what we had to deal with today, but I guess what does the first couple of weeks look like for you?
Well, the first couple of weeks are supposed to be, and I apologize if this is cliche, but it's look, you know, look and listen. You know, I need to hear from the people like yourself that have been here 20-plus years and coaches that have been here and been successful here to just sort of hear what the strengths and the weaknesses and the opportunities are to get better. So I wanted to you know, that's what the plan is. And that's not just within the athletic department. I'm going to reach out to our campus, and that's why I'm calling it a plan of attack, right? To go on offense and not sit there and let the day happen to me. Now, the day happened to me today.
No doubt.
Coach, I imagine, right, you scout, you plan for something, and they come out in a completely different defense, and so we just had to be flexible today. But the plan was never meant to just be set in stone. It's just to give me a guide so I'm not sitting there going, what do I do next, right? So that's what I'm working on. It's a 100-day plan of attack, be on offense, but be listening and learning about this place.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Welcome to Ruston. Welcome to Louisiana Tech. And I know our fan base looks forward to getting an opportunity to meet you.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you. When we come back, Teddy Allen will be joined by Skip Holtz here on Inside Bulldog Football. We'll be back in a moment.
At Century Next Bank, we don't just do business in our communities. We invest in them. And that means investing in you. We are here for all the moments in your life, from your very first car, to the day you walk down the aisle, to the day you celebrate your retirement. We are here for all the moments in your life, life's experiences that define you. When a bank becomes more than a checking account or a loan, we are here. Century Next Bank. What's next for you? Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1938, Claiborne Electric Cooperative has been answering the call for much-needed service. Claiborne Electric's board of directors, management team, and employees all live right here in North Louisiana, and we know what our members want and need because we are their neighbors. Our number one goal has always been to help provide a better way of life for our members, and our commitment to that goal is stronger than ever. Claiborne Electric Cooperative, we are your friends and neighbors.
All the special dates in your life, it's National Jewelry. For engagement rings, wedding bands, anniversary gifts, birthday surprises, Christmas gifts, Valentine love you gifts, the special sparkle and shine with fine jewelry from Gabriel, Simon G, Coast Diamonds, Natalie K. For the special gift occasion in your year, it's National Jewelry, your diamond and engagement ring store, Riddles Drive, Ruston.
Hey Bulldog fans, this is Chase Patterson, physical therapist at Legacy Outpatient Therapy Services. As a Ruston native and a graduate of Louisiana Tech, it has been my pleasure helping the people of Ruston and its surrounding communities get back to optimal health. Whether you're an athlete, weekend warrior, or just trying to enjoy a pain-free retirement, come see us at Lots and we'll help you achieve your goals. Give us a call at 255-9601 or find us on Facebook or Instagram to set up your first appointment. Lots, your home for trusted therapy solutions.
Powered by Legacy Rehabilitation, official partner of LaTeX Athletics.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See Dennis Cook in Monroe, Jonathan Gregory in Rayville, or Kelly Sampson in Natchitoches.
Back to Doghouse, wrapping up Inside Bulldog Football. This is Teddy Allen. Thanks to the usual suspects for getting us on tonight, especially you, Elton, and the guys back at the station. Skip, let me hand it off to you.
Well, let me thank so many people. I thank Quint, Big Joe, Susie from Ruston, and Frida for your questions tonight. For the show, always enjoy your input. Appreciate everybody with your questions. Want to thank Coach Conkle for being here, Coach Dorr for being here, and definitely Dr. Woods for being here and joining us. I say this, I don't know that we all realize how lucky we are to have somebody of Dr. Woods' character to have the opportunity to lead this program, and I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to work with them. I remember that recruiting story quite differently, though. I remember that I was begging him to come to Connecticut, and maybe I seemed a little eager, you know, as a new head coach, and he took his talents elsewhere, but certainly glad to circle these wagons and have us come back together, because really looking forward to having the opportunity to work with him. I think it's a special time, for Louisiana Tech history in athletics, but also think he is the man for the job. So really looking forward to working with him.
He and our coaches who are on tonight certainly put the student-athletes first, and that's why we're doing this. So until next time, and until you, perhaps, by the way, this will give you and Eric a chance to get y'all's differences all ironed out within the next year or two.
No, this will be good.
Till next time, we
Thanks, everybody, for joining us here in the Doghouse. Thank everybody here in Ruston and the state. And thanks, everybody, for joining us nationally. See ya!
This has been Inside Bulldog Football with Skip Holtz. Brought to you by Doghouse Sports Grill, official watch party host of La Tech Athletics. Louisiana Propane Dealers, fuel for our future. Origin Bank, the official bank of Louisiana Tech Athletics. And by Northern Louisiana Medical Center, the official imaging partner of La Tech Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the La Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.